Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What's up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Friday, April 29th, final weekday of the month of April. The calendar turns to May. You know what that means. Summer's approaching, ladies and gentlemen. That means the end of the NFL kind of off season. It's starting to peter out. The NFL draft was Thursday night. It was bonkers, bananas, any word you want to use to describe it. It was incredible, including two huge NFL trades. Well, one significant one that left a quarterback tweeting out what the F, and then a huge trade. And then we had three elimination games in the NBA. I told you guys we had Chappelle Show tickets. Your boy had to skip. I know sometimes you got to miss. I did see him in New York way back in the day, after he had come back from quitting his Comedy Central show. He was incredible. But I really wanted to see him last night because of the potential to discuss, of course, Chris Rock versus Will Smith. But I'll just have to hear my wife explain it to me when she wakes up later this morning. As for the NFL draft, my goodness, what an incredible night. Listen, I got to be honest, guys. I know that the NFL draft, like we like certainty. Oh, this guy's going number one. He's a slam dunk quarterback. We like the stars. This is a night where the uncertainty of who's going in the top five, top 10, that led to real interest. And I had my kids open house, which was, you know, obviously that's a fun night. You see the other parents there. School had been closed for open houses the last 2 years. It just stinks. And it was good to get back. You finally see the teacher, no masks. And it's like, it was a good night, except my phone's pinging the whole time with, oh my gosh, Jets, OMG, you know, like just, I mean, it was just crazy. And I have to keep checking my phone. I mean, I'm sorry, this is the job I got into. I felt bad, but I couldn't help myself. And the draft night is huge for everything I do. My paychecks are dependent on what's happening in sports. I need drama. I get a huge NFL trade. I get two big ones, three NBA elimination games. I'm kind of locked in. 3-2 in NBA gambling. Luka kind of let me down there, but it was a low-scoring game. I should have factored that in. Damn it. At any rate, the reason I love the draft is because the moves that were made Thursday and that are made tonight and Saturday, there is trickle down. And it leads to, oh, wait a minute, this guy is kind of on the hook next year. Oh, okay. And, you know, you could start looking into the future. You know, we love to do that for sports. And in the NFL, it's getting fascinating. I mean, folks, six wide receivers taken in the top 18. I actually believe, since there's only one quarterback in the first round, right? Kenny Pickett to Pittsburgh. Malik Willis did not go. Corral did not go. Desmond Ridder did not go. Sam Howell did not go. I'm sure one or two of them goes in the first like seven or eight picks of the second round this evening. But I'm going to start with the A.J. Brown trade because the Philadelphia Eagles just, listen, they keep making moves. And I got to be honest, the Eagles are putting something together pretty fierce. I think you've got to consider throwing a few shekels on the Eagles. Let's see when the schedule comes out in a few weeks. Like, can this team win the division? It really does boil down to Jalen Hurts, but when you can add a top six receiver in A.J. Brown, are you kidding me? Now, they did have to pay out the nose for him. Okay, A.J. Brown, extremely expensive. And it kind of makes me glad that the Jets did not back up the Brinks and trade for Deebo Samuel. Because when you hear A.J. Brown got 4 years, $100 million, you're like, okay, that's a lot of money. What was the guaranteed? Because that's really what all these guys want, the guaranteed money. Reminder, Tyreek Hill got $30 million guaranteed. Devontae Adams, 28. DeAndre Hopkins, 27. Stephon Diggs, 24. And A.J. Brown came right in there at $25 million guaranteed dollars just for signing. Guys, I love Deebo Samuel. He's not in that top echelon of the top five receivers. He's not. He had one 1,000-yard season. He's been injured a lot. He's really good. He's top 10. It's not a slight. Cooper Kupp is better than him. And if Deebo Samuel wants $25 million, well, that's San Francisco's problem. And I know he's going to instantly help the Jets. But the bottom line is $25 million to Deebo Samuel. I don't think A.J. Brown's worth $25 million. But the market talks. And listen, Tyreek Hill, you're going to give Tyreek Hill 30 if you're Miami? Hell yeah. Quarterback on a rookie deal. I know the counter is Jets, your quarterback's on a rookie deal. Why not? I think Garrett Wilson could put together a big season as a rookie. Obviously, I don't think Garrett Wilson could put together anything in the stratosphere of what Deebo Samuel did last year, but you also don't have to pay him like Deebo wants. And then you get kind of like a pouty Deebo. It's a tough one, but I love the Jets. We'll get to the Jets eventually. Anyways, A.J. Brown goes to the Eagles. They now have wide receiver room. Devontae Smith, who they drafted in the first round last year, had a really strong rookie year. Jalen Reagor, who probably gets one final chance. He has not been good since being overdrafted. Quez Watkins is kind of their deep outside guy, although A.J. Brown now. Brown is going to stretch the field so much. Remember, Dallas Goedert at tight end is very good. Like, this Eagles offense is going to eat. And the offensive line is, I'm just saying, this is a strong Eagles team next year. If the offensive line stays healthy, I think you've really got to look. They also got Jordan Davis. Philadelphia Eagles got the awesome nose tackle, defensive tackle, whatever you want to call him, out of Georgia. Like, these are two home run gets. Like, if you grade out who won the biggest, I think you probably, listen, the Jets are going to be in there, the Giants, but they each had two picks in the top 10. I think you have to put the Eagles at or near the top of the list when you can get Jordan Davis and A.J. Brown. Now, you didn't draft him, but you picked him up. And the Eagles, I don't know if they're going to leapfrog the Cowboys. We'll see. Cowboys went and got another offensive lineman, which is fine. They've still got some questions on the outside. You go toe-to-toe, and who's got the better offense? I mean, yes, Dak is better, but Miles Sanders or Ezekiel Elliott, I don't think that's a huge difference, although Miles Sanders was such a disappointment last year. A.J. Brown, C.D. Lamb, like Devontae Smith, I don't even know who the Dallas 2 is. Michael Gallup's out for a minute. Dallas Goedert, edge and tight end, like, offensive line, it's close. Folks, Eagles are not far off from the Cowboys. I think you really got to look at the Eagles to win the division. So I thought that was the biggest move. Now, the other trade is the one that ended up with Lamar Jackson simply tweeting WTF. They traded his wide receiver, his boy, Hollywood Brown, to Arizona. Arizona gets Hollywood Brown in exchange for the, let's see what it was. It was the 23rd pick. So basically, Arizona wanted a receiver at 23. Everybody knew that. And there was a run on receiver, 6 in the top 18. And at that point, Arizona's like, okay, fine. There's nobody we want. We might as well trade for Hollywood Brown. Now, I know what you're saying. Like, Hollywood Brown, what has that guy done? Is he really good? Hollywood Brown, remember, he was fast. And he was supposed to stretch the field and open things up for Lamar Jackson and be downfield. I'll read off his stats. Marquise Brown he's only missed 2 games, which is nice in his career. But he had 91 catches for 1,008 yards last year, 6 touchdowns. Did have 3 fumbles. I remember 2 of them because I think they cost me money. The real reason they got Marquise Brown is go back and look at 2018. Guess where he played college football? Oklahoma. Do you want to guess who was on that team? Kyler Murray. Okay. If you are in a tense standoff with your quarterback, as Arizona is, although they just picked up his 5th year, what do you do to make him happy? You kind of bend over backwards. You make him happy in any way possible, and that includes trading for his friend from college, Hollywood Brown. Now, a lot of people are going to say, wait a minute, the Cardinals give up 23 for Hollywood Brown while the Eagles give up 18 for AJ? 18 and a 3rd round pick. Timeout, guys. I know it's easy to kill Arizona. Everybody wants to. Fine. On the surface, that doesn't look great. But Hollywood Brown has been in the league now for 3 years. He's on the rookie scale. You don't have to pay him. Instantly, the Eagles had to unload 57 mil guaranteed for A.J. Brown. 57 mil. 25 a year. 57 mil guaranteed on signing. Folks, it's ridiculous for A.J. Brown. Arizona doesn't have to do that for Hollywood Brown. So the win there is, we get a fast guy, a burner, replace Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk was their streaker down the field, and Hollywood Brown will fit the same role. And, oh, by the way, he's friends with Kyler Murray. Hey, Kyler, we love you, buddy. We want you to stay here long term. We're going to go grab your guy, Hollywood Brown. Now, remember, they do have to pay Kyler big time. So Hollywood Brown will just be a bit of a rental. Someone else can pay him next year, or he can stay in place of, you know, A.J. Green or whatever. But ultimately, Hollywood Brown's not going to get one of those big second-year contracts. He's still got a lot to earn. I thought this was a good trade for Arizona. You don't have to spend a lot of money on your first-round pick, as they would have. Hollywood Brown comes in his 4th year. You don't have a ton to learn, right, in a Kingsbury air raid system. I think this is a good get for Arizona. I think they're a playoff team next year. Not a lot of people agree. I like Arizona. I like the trade. That's a win. After that, you know, I'm not going to go through every pick here, but starting at the top, obviously, we've talked about Trayvon Walker, the lineman from Georgia for the last couple weeks here on the pod. You guys know I'm not a huge fan. I get it. He tested well. The profile was incredible. You know, blah, blah, blah. Miles Garrett is in his stratosphere for his broad jump and his arm length and all that stuff. And I get that. That's fine. You could do the measurables. The numbers don't lie. Fine. You know what else doesn't lie? The tape, and you watch it. He doesn't pop to me. Now, I know that he was asked to do certain things. Personally, would I have taken him one? No, I would not have. But I get what they did. That was the move. Jacksonville gets him at 1. Now, second pick overall, obviously, Aiden Hutchinson to Detroit was a slam dunk. The interesting side note here is multiple people were reporting that a large gambling syndicate over the weekend hit Kayvon Thibodeau to go 2. And they lowered the price. It was like, I don't know, plus whatever, 800, and went down to like plus 100. Some insane number, because this gambling outfit went heavy. They lost their shirt. Aiden Hutchinson to Detroit. The third pick was, I thought, the first pivot point, and it was kind of a big one. Derek Stingley Jr., really? Houston? Yeah, I mean, I would call that questionable at best, but it's clear they were in the trade-up spot. Nobody wanted to trade up. It was nobody anybody wanted that badly at 3. So they picked what they think is the best cornerback in the draft. I don't think he's the best corner in the draft. In 2019, Stingley was incredible. 2020 and 21, no. And I just, recent history, last decade, cornerbacks taken in the top five. Jalen Ramsey went fifth. Is he as good as Jalen Ramsey? Absolutely not. Derek Stingley was great as a freshman. He ain't going to be Jalen Ramsey. I'm sorry. He doesn't, just not as big. Is he going to be as good as Denzel Ward? Well, Denzel Ward just got paid in Cleveland as one of the best cornerbacks in the league. Maybe he'll be as good as Denzel Ward. And then 2020, Jeff Okuda went third to, from Ohio State to Detroit. He has been injured, and the Lions have been a dumpster fire. He has not panned out. I'm not selling Okuda. I'm just saying he hasn't been good yet. That doesn't mean he can't be good. But is Stingley going to be closer to Okuda or Ramsey and Ward? I don't know. Houston defense stinks. Personally, I would not have done it. I think if you're ranking the most important positions after quarterback obvious, depending on who you talk to, left tackle or edge rusher, you got to be able to protect your quarterback and you got to be able to get theirs. So quarterback and then whatever order you want, left tackle or edge rusher. After that, I think it's probably cornerback or wide receiver. And you know, you're investing a lot in Stingley at three for a guy who's been hurt much of the last 2 years. I didn't love it. All right, now we can spend time on my Jets because I know a lot of Jets fans are tuning in. We'll start with this. In early April, my mock draft had Sauce Gardner at 4, Garrett Wilson at 10, and that panned out. The week of the draft, of course, you know, you hear all this stuff and scuttlebutt, and I bought the hype that the Jets would grab Thibodeau. Idiotic move on my part. What do you want me to do? I'm thrilled with Sauce Gardner. 6'3", 4'4", 140 speed, zero touchdowns allowed in 1,100 career snaps. And you can go look up the article on the internet where Nick Saban talked about Sauce Gardner and the national champion, national semifinal game, where he did not want his guys in press coverage. He did not want to throw at Sauce Gardner. So he would do like bunch formations. He would keep guys moving around and in motion. And ultimately, he just didn't really end up throwing to his star receiver, Jameson Williams, who went in the middle of the first round. This is because he wanted to avoid Sauce Gardner. This is, repeat, Nick Saban avoiding throwing at Gardner. Jameson Williams on Sauce Gardner when matched up had one catch for negative 2 yards. This guy's the real deal. Now, is he have a chance to be a Richard Sherman type? We'll see. He's faster than Sherman. He's 6'3". We'll see what happens. I'm extremely optimistic, although as a Jets fan, trust me, I lived through when they drafted that kid out of Alabama. I'm spacing on his name right now, but it's probably a good thing that I'm forgetting because he was a colossal bust. But they draft him in the top 10. He plays like, I don't know, maybe six games. And then he kept getting hurt, and that was it. I will call up his name here. No, I'm not. It's not Deron. D. Milner. D. Milner went ninth overall in 2013. Are you ready for this? He played 21 football games in the NFL. He had three interceptions. He lasted with the Jets for three seasons, and that was it. He did not start a game in the third year. Out of the league at 24. I would like a where are they now on D. Milner. So you have like, you know, you get a little nervous when that's the last time you drafted a cornerback high. You know, you just got to pray Gardner stays healthy, but they got DJ Reed to be their number two cornerback in free agency. This is going to be a new defense. And then they traded up from 35 at the end of the first round. There was a hot rumor about the guy we talked to yesterday on the pod, Jermaine Johnson at FSU, that the Jets could look at him at 4 if he's there at 10. I was not totally buying that, obviously. And next thing you know, Johnson bypasses the Vikings who trade out and basically everyone. And, you know, you're in the mid-20s and you're like, wait a minute. Nobody's taken Jermaine Johnson? Are there red flags we don't know about? I think he dropped, as we discussed, because he was 23 years old. You know, when you're 22 rushing the passer against 18, 19, 20-year-old tackles, you are going to win. You're bigger and stronger at 22 than most of these younger guys are. And, you know, Jermaine Johnson slides. Jets decide, wait a minute. We know this guy's pretty talented. He was ACC Defensive Player of the Year. Like, we got to lock him up. So they trade from 35 to 26 and get Jermaine Johnson, who will I would say very likely start for the Jets. I mean, if not, he's going to have a chance to start or be, he's certainly going to be in the rotation to play significantly because, you know, Jets defensive line, good, has some talent, but it hasn't been great. And if you remember last year, they spent all their money. Well, not all their money. They had a lot of money. They spent a ton of money in free agency on a kid out of Cincinnati. They went and grabbed him because he could rush the passer. You, of course, remember what happened in training camp or preseason before the season even started. Carl Lawson, guy they sunk, I don't know, a ton of millions of dollars into, injured out for the season, Achilles. So now you'll have Lawson, Jermaine Johnson on the edges, Quinnen Williams and Sheldon Rankins inside. You got two new cornerbacks in Sauce Gardner and DJ Reed. Like, I'm telling you, the Jets just remade their defense with those moves. So you get two starters. I like it. I'm not ready to give them 11 or 12 wins and put them in the playoffs, but let's see the schedule. Although, undeniable that the Jets, huge win.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Now quickly on Garrett Wilson at 10. Folks, 4'3", 840? Really? How do you not love this guy? I know he's only 6 foot, 100, buck 85, but the Jets now have a track team on the outside for Zach Wilson. They got Garrett Wilson, 4'3", 840. Elijah Moore, the burner out of Ole Miss. Braxton Berrios, who's a 4'3", 5 guy. And then Corey Davis is the only non-track team dude who's like their possession receiver. Now, they don't have a lot of size. Maybe they grab a big receiver later, but you know, at the risk of gushing about the Jets, if Zach Wilson can make any kind of leap, Mekhi Becton can play all 16 games. They picked up Uzama, the tight end, and Tyler Conklin. Like, Jets are basically remaking a lot of their star positions. And folks, they're going to be feisty this year. I got a good feeling. I'm not ready to put them in the playoffs. All I'll say is I have a good feeling about my Jets this year. I do say that every April. After the Jets, who else? Let's see. Top 10 will buzz through this year. New York Giants, they had a good draft. They picked on Kayvon Thibodeau and Evan Neal. The Giants' tackles now are Andrew Thomas from Georgia and Evan Neal from Alabama. A little SEC flavor. Panthers got Okwunu, the tackle from NC State. Nice little regional fit there. I was surprised Drake London went 8th. I was trying to get a former NFL receiver who Drake London's been working with here out here in LA for the last few weeks. Tried to get him on the pod. It hasn't panned out, but I'm surprised at that pick. I know he's 6'5", but if Atlanta thinks they're getting the next Julio Jones, like, come on, guys. Like, Drake London is a really nice player. And congrats to Drake the Rapper for betting on him to be the first receiver taken. Nice win. But with Calvin Ridley going to the gambling suspension, you need somebody. I didn't see the Drake London that early. That was just a miss on my part. I'm rooting for him, but we'll see what happens in Atlanta. 9th, Charles Cross. They went line. Saints traded up for Olave at 11. Jameson Williams, Lions trade up. By the way, just to file away for the gamblers, Detroit Lions. I don't totally know what to make of it. But I did kind of like their draft. Jameson Williams? Like, this is a guy who had 8 touchdowns of 50 or more yards last season. That's the best mark in college football in 15 years. Just a big play burner. So now you add DJ Shark in free agency. Josh Reynolds finished pretty strong with them. And, of course, Amon-Ra St. Brown was a monster. 4th-round pick. And he had 90 catches for 912 yards last year for a 4th-round pick. That's huge. I'm hoping like the Jets' 10th pick overall gets you 90 and 912. I mean, they're going to have some options. Now, Goff is still the quarterback. We'll see what they do day 2 or day 3. They're going to give him a chance to succeed. And I kind of think Detroit's putting some stuff together. We don't know if Chicago's going to be any good. Minnesota, new coaches. The Green Bay Packers are the next team we'll talk about. I don't know. Listen, Aaron Rodgers apparently is being very zen about the Packers drafting 2 defenders with the 2 first-round picks. No receiver after losing Devontae. Oh, but we got Sammy Watkins. Yeah, that's it, Sammy Watkins. Will Sammy Watkins have caught more than 15 balls by Thanksgiving? I mean, Sammy Watkins is always hurt, always. I don't think he's, you know, throwing a scare into defensive coordinators. They're not losing sleep at night over Sammy Watkins. You know, it's just that's not who he is anymore. And I remember I did the gambling show for Fox, and I think to draft would the Packers first pick overall be a wide receiver was like -290 or something. That's how confident the market was that the Packers were going receiver because they lost Devontae. This goes back to, and file it away for every year, teams don't draft need. They just draft the best players. That's the move. oh, we need a linebacker. We need this. Nobody does that. Nobody's smart. The Packers, they went shopping in the SEC. They got Quay Walker, linebacker, and they got Devontae Wyatt, defensive tackle. So by my count, Georgia had Lloyd, Walker, Jordan Davis, all go in the first round. And of course, Trayvon Walker. So four defenders from the team that bottled up Alabama. Not bad. Not bad at all. That's a pretty, and of course, their linebacker, you know, is going to go early. Their other linebacker, N'Kobe Dean, who, this is the weird thing about the NFL. Like, if you watched N'Kobe Dean, the linebacker, in the games against Alabama, the playoff games, whatever, he's just making every play. He's a heat-seeking missile. The guy's unbelievable talent. Comes to the draft, and they're scooping up all of his teammates. And not him. It's just, it is weird. I know that's how it is. I get it. You know, NFL schemes are different, and they want certain size and weight and length. And you just wonder. I mean, there's playmakers. Like, the guy that I kept coming back to was Zach Thomas. I don't know if you guys remember him. So he was a linebacker for, I think he went to Texas Tech. Zach Thomas. It was Texas Tech College. And he was, you know, good football player, but it's not like their defense was any good. But you could see this guy's talented, you know? When he was at Texas Tech, he was the, back when it was the Southwest Conference, he was the Southwest Conference Defensive Player of the Year, finalist for the Butt Kiss, first team All-American, like an awesome player. And you're like, oh, but, you know, he's 5'11", 240. I don't know. It's probably not going to pan out. All the guy does is get drafted in the fifth round by the Miami Dolphins, and he proceeds to crush. First team All-Pro 5 times. Second team All-Pro twice. AFC Defensive Rookie of the Year. Like, the guy was a machine. Led the NFL in tackles twice. He was a great football player. He was like, and again, I think N'Kobe Dean is obviously better than Zach Thomas was in college. But is N'Kobe Dean going to be All-Pro 5 times? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where he goes and what the scheme is, but it's just so strange to see some of these guys dominate college football, and then the draft comes around, and you're like, wait, why aren't they taking that guy? So, at any rate, I like N'Kobe Dean wherever he goes, but I like all the Georgia guys. I have this pick that I liked in the at 14. Ravens snag a gentleman by the name of Kyle Hamilton. One of our guests this week had him number one on their board. Kyle Hamilton, obviously a superstar at Notre Dame. The Baltimore Ravens used to have this guy named Ed Reed. Anybody remember him in the 20s? The comparisons are going to be flying. It's a little silly. But in a division where the Bengals have great receivers, the Browns got Amari Cooper, the Steelers always going to have some receivers, it's good to have Kyle Hamilton back there kind of patrolling the secondary. I like the kid. I think he's going to do great in Baltimore. I mean, that's a great cultural fit. And I think, let's see where he went. Yeah, was it Houston that went? Houston had the chance to take Kyle Hamilton. Well, no, they didn't. I'm sorry. Houston was at 15. And Philly had to trade up, it looks like, to... Baltimore had to trade... No, they didn't have to trade up. Man, Houston just traded back like idiots. Unbelievable. So Philly knew that Baltimore wanted Jordan Davis. So Philadelphia trades up to 13, grabs Davis. Baltimore says, fine, we'll settle for Kyle Hamilton. Houston Texans so screwed and ill-prepared, they ended up taking an offensive guard, Kenyon Green. Not a horrible pick, but, you know, Davis Mills is probably like, hey, guys, can you get me some help? I mean, Jahan Dotson went the pick after to Washington, kind of like him, small and quick. You'd like a little bit more size than what Dotson has. He's not in the Wilson class for me, but I think Dotson's going to be successful in Washington opposite Terry McLaurin. I did think that, the whole Kenny Pickett thing made me sad for Malik Willis. You know, Malik Willis cozied up with Mike Tomlin at the Senior Bowl, and all people have been doing is connecting those two for the longest time. And for Malik Willis to not get picked by Pittsburgh, but they draft Kenny Pickett That's got to hurt. And I know people will say, oh, well, there's a regional fit because Kenny Pickett went to Pittsburgh. And I get that. The small hands thing, I'm not going to go down on it, but for quarterbacks, you want big hands in inclement weather to grip the ball. Kenny Pickett just went to the AFC North, where he's going to be playing conservatively 5, maybe 6 cold weather games. Right? He's going to have one in Cleveland. He's going to have one in Pittsburgh. He's going to have one in Cincinnati. And he's going to have one in Baltimore. Okay? Then he's going to have other home games in Pittsburgh in late December and maybe a playoff game in January. These are not ideal conditions for Kenny Pickett with the small hands. I'm not saying it's going to be a total flop because who knows? You know, maybe it works right out of the gate. Maybe he wins a starting job and his lights out. Who knows? But based on what we know now, I'm not optimistic about Kenny Pickett taking the reins in Pittsburgh.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I guess we can wrap up the draft with the New England Patriots, because they're always fun. So the New England Patriots totally go off the board. They snag someone named Cole Strange, a guard from Chattanooga. And it's funny, the first thing I said was, I don't think I've ever mentioned this guy. I don't think anyone ever mentioned him to me. And I started to scan my phone for the name Cole Strange. Nothing. I start checking my old tweets and I'm nothing. He went to Chattanooga. He played guard. What are the Patriots doing? So then afterward, Bill Belichick takes to the podium, you know, and is answering questions. Bill Podium actually says, he played some SEC teams, worked out well. He's an athlete. He's got good tools. We like him. I'm like, what? Really? So I looked on, just for fun, Daniel Jeremiah's list. He does the top 150 prospects. Remind me. The Patriots took Cole Strange at 29. Daniel Jeremiah had him at 74. Mel Kiper had him as the fifth best guard coming out. Fifth best guard. Folks, this is Belichick. And by the way, his draft record has not been amazing in the last 15 years. All right, that's enough on the NFL draft. Obviously, I'll be very fired up about tonight's draft. And Saturdays, although Saturdays will be tough to watch. I'll quickly buzz through the NBA. I don't know how much interest there is because everybody loves the draft. And you look at the NBA scores and you're like, wow, Philadelphia escaped. That's good. They escaped by about 30 points. They escaped by 35 in Toronto. They were up by one at halftime and then third quarter, I guess, you know, Doc Rivers said some stuff in the locker room and they went off. They roll Toronto, which again did not have Van Vliet. And, you know, I don't think anybody thinks this is a great series win. It's one of those where you've got to win. You just absolutely can't lose at all. And they got it done. So now Philadelphia will play Miami. Joel Embiid looked a little better, although he did make a three. He scored 33 points, 9 or 10 from the line. He'll go against Bam Adebayo in the Miami Heat. I will be definitely taking the Miami Heat to win that series. If Kyle Lowry is back, I think they can do it in five. With Lowry not 100% and Butler not 100%, I won't be betting the series because if those guys don't come back, they're screwed. Harden and Maxey will be interesting because, you know, Miami likes to trot out Tyler Hero in some of these backup roles. Well, I mean, Maxey and Harden are going to eat Hero's lunch. They're just going to dominate him head to head. That'll be tough for Hero, but I like Miami in that series. Phoenix pulls away late from New Orleans to avoid a game seven. Chris Paul was 14 for 14 shooting. Perfect game for Chris Paul. 33 points, 8 assists. I bet it's under 11.5 assists. It hit. That was a machine pick, by the way. Chris Paul, just tremendous effort down the stretch, totally dominant. A good season, good fight from the Pels, and now it really gets fun, folks. Now it really gets fun. I'm not even going to bury it. I'll save it for next week when we dive into the Pels a little bit more because there's some more meat on that bone for sure. Devin Booker did return, by the way. Ineffective. 5 for 12 in 32 minutes. 13 points. And finally, the nightcap was an excellent ending. An excellent fourth quarter. Dallas 98, Utah 96. Utah should have won the game when you look at the amount of three-pointers they missed down the stretch. They shot 9 of 35 from deep. Bogdanovich had an open three on a great play call to win the game, and he missed it. Mike Conley had a brutal turnover late. Conley had just an all-around rough game. Luka Doncic survives. Luka 24, 9 and 8. The Luka Brunson show is good. That tandem right there, oof. And it's going to be real fascinating to see what happens to DeAndre Ayton when he goes head-to-head with the small ball Mavs, because you know they're just going to say, oh, we'll play Maxi Kleber on him. We'll trade twos for threes. We'll run and we'll space and we'll play him off the floor. This is a great chess match. And the other thing is, how does Phoenix stop Luka? Do they just put Bridges on him and say, you know what, Bridges, you're going to have to figure it out? Do they start someone else on him and bring over Bridges as the help? It's going to be interesting. I'll give Dallas a chance. Luka seems healthy. Booker seems like he's going to be fine with three more days off. I want to go with Dallas so bad. I'm going to take him. I'm going to take Dallas. Dallas to beat Phoenix in the next round. A bit of an upset. By the way, Milwaukee will not have Chris Middleton for the next series. They're optimistic he could return for the finals. They're not getting in the final. I think Boston takes down Milwaukee. These NBA playoffs have been great. I'll have bets on social media for tonight's games, as we have been doing throughout the postseason. All right, folks. That's a long one. Enjoy the rest of the draft. Rounds 2 and 3 will be back Monday with a big post-draft show, I'm sure. There'll be NBA playoff chatter. Have a safe weekend. We'll talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.